This bill wouldn't change any existing laws, but would group them together in a new section of the criminal statutes. According to backers like Earl Sweeney, the state's assistant safety commissioner, such a recodification could save lives.
The majority of murders that occur in the state every year are a result of a domestic violence situation, many times something that's been festering for a long time and then finally boils over.
New Hampshire is one of just 15 states that doesn't consider domestic violence a specific crime. Law enforcement and anti-domestic violence advocates say grouping the relevant offenses together will raise awareness for victims and make it harder for repeat perpetrators to go unrecognized. Lawmakers at the hearing were visited by the mother of Joshua Savion, a 9-year-old boy killed by his father during a court-ordered supervised visit. She asked lawmakers to call the bill Joshua's Law in her son's honor. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.